Dedicating the Shiur, Leilu Nishmat Rav Shimon Shmuel Yeshua, Tzaddik, righteous Rebbe that passed away yesterday, Rav Shmuel Ben
Safe from Israel.
Zotas. Okay, Basha. What do you call
it? This week's parsha we're going to read on the Paraduma, the red cow. That's the rule of the Torah. We're reading it that each and every one of us is going to have the merit. We wish that we're going to be purified already from the contamination of the dead and also from all other contaminations. We're going to have the merit this year to sacrifice the Pesachim, sacrifices of Pesach. Rabbeinu is writing in the 5th Torah that the tumah of the dead, it's thoughts of lust for women, bad thoughts on lust for women. A man that is alive is a man that is glued to Hashem. It's obvious that everyone, there is no difference between the people. There is one thing that there is no difference between people. All of the people, they want to have good life. There is no difference in that. It's true, you want to have a good life. So what is a good life? Good life, it depends on a healthy soul. If you have a healthy soul, spirit, you live good life. When your spirit is healthy, so you're happy, you relax, you're calm. And of course, that is you got patience. You have a long nose, you can breathe. You have patience. You have a good eye. Happy with the success of his friends. Everyone wants that everyone is going to succeed. You have an inner happiness very deep. He feels pleasure. He lives in heaven. He feels heaven. A man that got a sick spirit lives in hell. He's sad and depressed, full of fears, anxieties, thoughts, suffering. He's got bad thoughts, some make him suffer, full with desires, bad attributes. He feels suffering. Came to me a certain Jew, told me that this is it. He decided he goes to kill himself. I sat with him for a few hours. What can I say? What do I care? He told me that he thought he wants to kill himself, so he felt calm, felt relaxed. Why? Because now he's going to get rid of all of his suffering. That will no one gonna know that. We hope that no one of Am Yisrael gonna suffering in the spirit. It's suffering that not leave you alone for 24 hours digging in your thoughts. A lot of kinds. One got fears, one got worries. Sufferings to revenge, bad thoughts of hatred. suffering that a person. This is why I said good life, it's a healthy spirit. It doesn't matter what's going on with his life, if his spirit is healthy, even if he's poor like Nachum Shgamz or Rabbi Hanina Ben Dosa, he doesn't have nothing in his life. He takes a little bit of straw, making a bed out of it, it's also a blanket, and he's happy. Stack with stocks, it's a mattress, it's a pillow, also a library, everything, books closet, stack full with stocks, and this is it, you're all fixed, piece of bread, slice of bread, happy, singing, heaven, feel heaven. Glued to Hashem. You don't even have time to think. Because I'm thinking about Hashem, learning with all of your powers. Feel the pleasure, satisfaction. But the person that is spirit is sick, he will have all of this world, not only a little bit. Everything going to belong to him, he wants to die. So this is why I defined it like it. Good life is healthy spirit. Bad life, it's sick spirit. How a person gonna have a healthy spirit? Two things. One is faith. Second, it's fixing covenant, holiness. Two things. Move away from the bad. The bad that includes all of the bad is lust for women. And do good. And the good that includes all of the good, it's the faith. Rabbeinu is saying in Torah 173 that faith and spirit, it's one aspect. Rabbeinu is writing for us. The contamination of the dead, it's lust for women, because it's slicing, cutting the person from source of life. There are lusts that even if a person is still filthy in them, they're not dividing them, still connected, like eating. Okay, there is godliness inside of it, there is holiness in it. It doesn't cut you totally, but thoughts on women, it's separating you totally from Hashem. So it's the contamination of the dead. I have a student, Avrech. He learns in Yeshiva in Betuel. He heard a little bit from the book British Shalom. He took his iPhone, broke it, buried it in front of all of the students, and he put a tombstone. And he said, here buried a big, huge murderer that murdered my life, murdered my purpose, wanted to kill me all the way. Here is buried. A big murderer. For sure that everyone that still got some connection to an iPhone, also kosher, need to bury it. Even more so, even a kosher phone, a regular kosher phone is murdering your time. The angel of death, the Yetzirah, cannot kill you. He cannot kill the person before his time. I see a phone, I see small murderers. I cannot look at it. A murderer in front of my eyes is murdering my time, killing my time. Also, the holiest, the most kosher person. Just halo halo, you can say with it. This is it. It's a murderer. Murdering your time. No, you don't feel like. Answer to him, suffering with no end.
מלא מצוות.
Full with mitzvot. How many mitzvot? Exactly the Torah, first Torah in Likutei the Moharan. Yetzara dressed himself, covers himself within mitzvot to reject the person from the Torah, from holiness. The person needs to be strong, is to know. As much as you're going to learn more Torah and know Gemarot by heart, you're going to know Mishnayot by heart, you're going to know Likutei Moharan by heart, you're going to go back, you're going to be able to do tshuva and to help more people, and also that person that calls you now and you're not answering him, you're going to help him a lot more. You're going to know another part of the Likutei Halachot, another. You're going to do another 1 hour of what you're doing, another Tikkun HaKlali. You're going to say another Sefer Tehillim. It's going to help everyone, and also to the ones that you want to do kindness with them, it's going to help them also. The Yetzer Hara addressed himself in his thought. Yetzara today. He made computers and with no end, and he killed everyone. This is completely. I thought yesterday, I was shocked from that description that I thought. Once Yetzara made TV, television. It's a horrible thing, but. People would sit close to each other to see it together. At least the family would sit together. Everyone were looking at the TV, but at least they were sitting together in the living room. Today the Yetzara, everyone got his own computer, his own phone. Total separation. Finish. You cannot talk to no one. It's a horrible thing. It's like drug addicted, more than drugs. Everyone that loves himself, maximum 1 hour a day that his phone gonna be open. 2 hours if you are very busy. Except for that, close the phone. That people are gonna be angry. You're not in Parashah of this week. A man should die in the tent of Torah. I'm dead. With help from heaven. He's dead. Simple as that. The man needs to decide. That you close that murder. Not letting him an opportunity. It's closed. I'm begging people if they know. If I would have that phone that I can be in touch only with the Rabbanit, I would take it. I don't want no connection. Only that I'm going to be able to talk to a Rabbanit when she needs me once in a while. And this is it. All of the institutes are under that. She's not bothering me a lot, but at least that she's going to know that she can call me. If someone can find a phone like that, that can only receive phones from her, and this is it, it murdered my life, murdered my time. Killed my time, murdered my time. A murderer. A murderer. We can make a grave for all of the murderers together, one brother's grave. All of them in one grave. Break them all. Today in the morning, where I'm going to put that? I have few iPhones to break. Grave too. Here, buried a lot of murderers. If someone can carve it, someone is talented and knows how to do it, and you're going to write the nusach, the words, the burial. You're going to burn the chametz, burn the amalek. Simple as you said. We're talking about the kosher phone. What was before that phone? We didn't live. I lived a lot of life, long years without a phone. Rav Linder still without a phone. haven't contaminated your hands, Rabbi Leder.
Rabbi Leder,
never hold the phone. Only to hold it, it's already contamination. You need to dip in the mikveh to purify from that contamination of iPhone. Which mikveh do you need? Rabbi Misadigura that lived in Tel Aviv when the phone just came out, not the iPhone, the regular phone. They told him you need to bring a phone into your house. Regular phone, not a telephone. The Rabbi Misadigura, when the phone came out, they told him you need to bring one to your house. So he answered that verse. People want you to bless someone, to pray on someone, for someone, mention someone. Say, okay, if it's for Am Yisrael, so okay. So they put the phone in his mouth. And while he's learning, he was calling the phone. While he's eating, the phone was calling. While he's praying, it was funny. So he said, take that rude person out of my house. Take the chutzpan out of the house. It's a punishment. It's a rush. And there are people that are adding more internet and more stuff. And WhatsApp. It's not bad. That's bad. So it's horrible. A movie of the Ser Chafetz Chaim. Everyone needs to see it. His marriage is going to protect us all. New mitzvot we have. To sit now for an hour to see a movie. Every moment canceling time. Waste of time. It's a trouble. It's a horrible trouble. A horrible trouble. Everyone has got a little bit. Got a little bit of mercy on his life. Close the phone. First of all, in the yeshiva, close your phone. Your wife, what she needs you. She needs you. You won the lottery. She can wait until fall. The money will stay there until four. What can happen? Your wife, she needs you. She needs to give birth. So there is a phone in the yeshiva. She can call. There is an office. You call. Please let my husband know urgent. This is it. What can happen? Why you need a phone on yourself on the yeshiva? I'm saying your class and they see people. Or talking or going out with the phone. It's a shame, you're feeling so
while
18 is allowed, 18 you say to yourself, no halachot, nothing. No, someone is calling. This is it. A Kadosh Baruch Hu can wait. Yeah. 1 minute and a half it takes him to pray Shmona Esrei. So in that minute and a half Shmona Esrei needs 1 minute and a half can be too long for him without using his phone. Someone is calling. You have to finish that 1 minute and a half even faster maybe. How a person in the middle of a class can go out? How a person can do something like that? In the middle of a class? How a person in the Knesset, in Yeshiva, can open his phone? In Kollel, you see to learn. Everyone, I'm saying, have mercy on your soul, on your life, on your time. Truly, we are in a generation that the ones that are going to be kosher people now I start to understand that conversation from that temple. A person that is going to be a kosher person is going to be a chidush like Rabbi Akiva. Because really you can see how the Yetzer Hara is dressing himself in no end of mitzvah. How much Lashon Hara is written. Someone is talking to you in the phone, and he now is going to tell you, he's drilling you into your life. Talking and talking. And you let him do that. So someone told me, listen, I'm not a rabbi of telephone. I give classes. I'm not a rabbi in phones. I'm a rabbi in classes. You can talk, hello, hello, all of the time calling me. I see the phone like a mother. Fear, everyone be strong. Take things seriously. Stay away. Maximum of distance. Maximum when you're driving somewhere on the way back from a bazaar. You have 1 hour. You need to call your mother to ask her, how are you? I was calling my mother every day. How are you? You want to see how your father is? Wonderful. Something small and then close the phone. Not to let it be. The person is saying to himself, you cannot talk, you cannot pray, you cannot learn. You can, you waste your time, you waste your life, you burn your time. You think you do kindness? That's the problem. It's true, you need to be kind to do kindness. So do it 1 hour. And if you learn Torah and serve Hashem, you're going to do kindness more with everyone, more than everything else. Remember that purpose. You do more kindness than you imagine. As much as you're going to learn more Torah and dedicate your life more to the Torah, you don't know another page of Gemara, another Mishnah, another thing. That's really you don't know something else. You don't know the chapter of Tehillim. Very important thing in front of my eyes. Baruch Hashem, for a few years already, in the last years, a wonderful thing. Kollel ben Hashanim, to Kollel between the times in the vacation. Also receiving more money. And also that the person will not going to waste his time. 9 to 1. You can achieve so much. Learn 9 to 1 every day in the vacation. So there is a list here. There are papers here to sign up, everyone that wants. Now, there is something else here important. Then we talked about the will. If a person says, I want to do tshuva, that saves him already from all of the trouble. And you speak, I want to do tshuva, and you will say, I'm going to tshuva. I want to do tshuva. If people want to buy and to spread it, you're going to be able, the person that made it, to print some more. People are asking me, also yesterday on the radio, you have to go and to vote. You need to understand that we are. Someone asked me, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide what's going to be and how it's going to be. It's true. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides everything. But there are rules. Like that there is rules. If you put water on the fire, it's boiling. Hashem made those rules. The elections, there is a rule. There is a certain amount of people that are voting. If 300 didn't vote, so they divide those 700 between the parties. So even if you're not voting, you're choosing, you're voting. And you're giving your power to other parties. And you cannot say, no, I'm not, I don't care. That's the rule that they made. You need to understand the rules of the state. There are rules. You don't need to do a big business out of it. If people would ask me, I wouldn't talk about it. People are busy serving Hashem, learning Torah and praying. But the main thing is to vote for a religious party that represents the Torah. We're choosing Hashem. 5 minutes, Ishtadlut, you go, make it, and this is it.
טוב, אז דיברנו עכשיו. טוב. מה? איך? שלו עם אירוע מארגן. דוד. טוב, לא עכשיו דיברנו כל עניין הזה של...
So Rabbeinu is writing like that in Torah 75. Rabbeinu is saying, it's true. Torah 5, when he's writing that the main happiness is in the heart, like the decision you gave happiness in my heart, and the heart cannot be happy just only after a person removes all bad attributes from his heart, that his heart is going to be straight and not bent, and then a person is going to be happy. Like the tooth and tooth. Therefore, with a straight heart, they have happiness. How are you going to straighten your heart? By praying with intention, with powers. Rabbeinu is writing in that Torah, in part Daleh, that the person needs to remove all of his bad foreign thoughts from his brain, from Chametz, that his brain, his wisdom, will not going to be Chametz with lusting desires. The person is the thought. Who is the person? The thoughts. This is why Rabbeinu is writing in Torah 49 that good thoughts are Yetzer Tov, bad thoughts it's Yetzer Hara. What's the person? What's the attributes? It's thoughts. What's the behavior? It's thoughts. The will. It's thoughts. It's all thoughts. So this is why Rabbeinu is saying that even if a person learns Torah and serves Hashem, pray, but still his thoughts are not open. So then the prayer, when he's praying, we're not going to reach his heart. But Rabbeinu is saying that the person needs that the prayer, that you say a word, that word is going to come from your brain to your house, straight your heart. But if the heart is full with contamination, and the thought, the brain is full with contamination, so the prayer is stuck and not fulfilling the purpose of the heart. So the heart is not straight enough. To straighten up the heart, the brain needs to be pure. Clean. So Rabbeinu is right that the person is going to be able to take out the voice to hit from his lips, to hit the brain, and from the brain, from the thoughts, straight to the heart. But when the brain is sealed with contamination, Tuma, it's like atom, same letters of the word atom. The woe is because of lack of holiness. The fire and the sword and the blood is because of lack of holiness. When the person is defecting the covenant, when his heart and his brain is clean from that contamination, so it cancels all of the atoms and all of the weapons. It's real canceling to all judgments. They don't have control on you anymore. The contamination, it's letters of the word atom. So our Holy Rabbi is saying to us, when a person his brain and his heart, they need to be clean. Actually started the class today. I told you that healthy life is healthy spirit. Means that the thoughts are totally clean. Everything is clear and clean and pure. Glued to Hashem. Like it is written, and you've been contaminated in them. So a person cannot pray a pure prayer that's going to straighten up his heart. He's not cleaning his thoughts, his brain. Cannot. And Rabbeinu is writing, also a person needs to keep himself with your atyamayim, that from that, fear from heaven, that from that the voice comes out. That you're not going to be afraid of nothing else except of Hashem. This is what it's written in Masechet Avot. If you don't have wisdom, you don't have yirah. If you don't have yirah, you don't have wisdom. When you talk about fear from heaven, I asked, and I'm asking it again, that everyone's going to be real, straight. If now, going to prison, that over there you're going to be arrested, Jews are arrested, that about to be judged in a trial, you ask them, young Kele, what's going on with you? You said I'm about to be judged. What's the chance? Said the lawyer, said if it's going to be 20 years, needs to say, make a suit out of that. You're telling me if you're going to do an errand for the duty, you're not going even to the trial. Not 20 years. Nothing. You go out now after you finish that 1 hour. Not that they're going to judge you and you're going to be Zakai. Innocent. Not even that. So why are you not doing 1 hour in Bodhidut every day? You can purify yourself every day to cancel judgments, trials, that people, that they're not going to judge you from heaven at all. Like that it's written in the Midrash. Rabbeinu brings it in Likutei Moharan. If there is a trial in this world, so there's no trial in the world in heaven. So be real. Think about it. If someone's going to come and tell you, you're about to be arrested before the trial, do 1 hour in Bodhidut, they're not going to judge you. Even. No one's going to judge you even if you judge yourself. So why are you not going to do 1 hour of tshuva? Because our Rabbi, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, is right. To have a complete faith means a healthy spirit. the spirit and the soul and the faith is one aspect. So when a person has healthy soul, he's got the complete faith. Rabbeinu is asking how you have a complete faith? Only by doing tshuva every day. Confession every day, confess in front of Hashem. Then you have the merit to have a complete faith. Like that Rabbeinu is writing there, that when a person knows that all of the things he's going through in his life are coming from a good reason, that aspect he says he'd like to live in the world to come. How you achieve that? Only by a trial, only by judging yourself. So if a person is doing it, what to do, there are a lot of kinds of it, what to do. Everything is important, but tshuva is number one. What have I done from yesterday and today? You looked at something, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and judge yourself. Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan that Hashem didn't ask you that you're going to punish yourself, just to talk, take words and go back to Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam, I went in the street, Yetzera was overpowering me, I opened my eyes, I looked. Tell Hashem the details. Ask for forgiveness. I'm sorry, Hashem. Give me powers. Help me next time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What, I'm going to spend my life like that? In that darkness, wake me up. Help me, save me. And this is how you tell Hashem about everything. Everything. Hashem, I wasn't praying like I should. I skipped a few parts in the prayer today. Thank you on the parts that I haven't skipped. Help me for next time not to skip. Then Hashem is about everything you're going through from yesterday. If you judge yourself, you're not going to be judged from heaven. If there is judgment here in this world, so there's no judgment about. Now you just said, Hashem Yitbarach, no, he doesn't want to do an arid bodedut, he wants to try. Someone can say that? Is there a reality like that? Someone will say that? No, I don't want to do, I want to try. Not only that you're going to be, they're not going to judge you. Not only that you're going to be innocent, they're not going to judge you. Not in this world and not in the world to come. Hashem gave us gifts with no end, but the gift of all gifts is the Bodedut. But when you do it, Bodedut of Tshuva. For sure, we pray half an hour, then we need to pray and thanking and praising and asking, but not to cancel the trial. On that, not to pass. Judge yourself, they're not going to judge you above, from heaven. Because like we said, what we said, a healthy soul, it's a complete faith. What's stopping the person from seeing that it's all good? The sins. If a person is going to do tshuva every day, he won't have sins. So he can see that it's all good. Because really everything is good. We know that it's all good. But you cannot see it because you're not doing tshuva every day. You cannot. It's not that you need to understand there is a certain class to listen. No. If you hear and you learn about faith, it's strengthening you. But really, to buy it, you need to do tshuva every day. It's good to hear a class, but you need to work on it. You need to do tshuva in front of Hashem, to bond ourselves to the righteous man, and to do tshuva in front of Hashem. Confessing in front of Hashem, asking forgiveness in front of Hashem, asking by the merit of the righteous man that he's going to help you, that he's going to have mercy on you, that he's going to do tshuva for you. But the confessions are confessions in front of Hashem. First of all, you bond yourself to the righteous man and you confess in front of the tzaddik. You bono shel olam, I done this, I done that, from yesterday until today, here I went, here I done. Confess on your iPhones, on your phones, on the murderers that are in the world. Have mercy on me to have powers to close my phone. Not just only to leave it on 1 hour a day, and this is it. Everyone that can throw it away totally is the best. What can happen? What do you need a phone for? What? To respect your parents 1 hour a day, call your mother. Hello, father. Hello, mother. Hello, how are you? Talk few words a day. But the rest of the day, close the phone. Why you need to let it confuse you all day long? And pray on it. Pray on it. You see a phone, you need to see it like you see a murderer. Come to murder your time. There is no loss like loss of time. There is no loss like loss of time. What can be? Who are you that you're so important? You cannot close your phone. You are Avrech, sit in the yeshiva, learn Torah, serve Hashem. What is that Yetzer Hara that's catching everyone? Everyone with his phone. What's that Yetzer Hara? And also that lie, the kosher iPhone. I haven't reached the person. I will find him there. I'm taking out the WhatsApp. Nothing gonna help. I'm taking it out. Uprooting the WhatsApp. WhatsApp will not gonna be in the kosher phone. Why you need it for what? Maximum messages, text messages. Who needs it? Don't need it. Everyone, strengthen yourself. Know it. Accept it on yourself. Yoke of Torah, yoke of Avodat Hashem. Hashem gonna help us all to understand. Like the Rabban is writing. We're voting, we're choosing in every moment of our life. All depends on us. As much as we're going to purify ourselves more, we're going to vote for Hashem. In this generation, people that are going to be kosher, they're going to be amazing like Baal Shem Tov. Just to be kosher, without talking Lashon Hara. Here in the yeshiva, people don't know that there is an action. Okay, so you go 5 minutes. Kindness of Hashem. Everyone gets stronger. To accept on yourself yoke of heaven, yoke of Torah. Call El Ben Azmanim for next week. We have a few more minutes, so we can learn a few more minutes. Rabbeinu is saying like that. Rabbeinu is right. Almost in the end of the Torah, Rabbeinu is writing. So Rabbeinu, she says, really, the main thing that we did, that we skipped on it, that Rabbeinu is writing, everyone should say, all of the world been created only for me. So this is why everyone needs to pray for everyone else, to pray on Am Yisrael, to pray for Am Yisrael. So Rabbeinu is saying how a person will know before judgments or after judgments, before verdicts. Only if a person keeps the mitzvot with happiness, that he doesn't look for the reward in this world and not in the world to come. Just he wants to do what Hashem commanded him. If a man is doing the mitzvot like that, with happiness, so then he's got a merit that he can feel. If there is some judgments on a person or on the world, on someone or something, only if he's keeping the mitzvot out of joy. And if a person got that merit to be happy, to enjoy the mitzvot themselves, he doesn't look for no reward. He wants just the people to, that Hashem is going to give him the opportunity to keep another mitzvah, just to be attached to Hashem. Rabbeinu, Holy Rabbi is saying man needs to come to have settled mind that he will understand that he doesn't look for no reward, that this world is not confusing him. The reason that people are far from Hashem is only because they're not thinking about every detail and detail. They're not looking at the purpose, and they don't care about this world things at all. Because if people would really think about that and trying to serve Hashem Yisbarach with their heart, they wouldn't care about all lusts and desires anymore. They wouldn't care about this world at all. that a person can have the merit to feel such sweetness in the prayers, in the Torah, such sweetness in the time that he keeps the mitzvot. There were righteous people that could have sit, and to take them out from the limud, it was impossible. They felt the taste of the limud. So sweet. How they feel that, how they got to that limud Torah. Rabbi Yoshua Cohen told us that he was learning 30 in the morning before Shachrit. He was finishing 30 pages of Gemara, Rashi, Tosfot before of Shachrit. Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfot before Shachrit. All day long we're not completing what that he was doing before of Shachrit. How people got there, spend their life inside it, heaven, inside the Torah. How they got it. So Rabbeinu is writing in the future of the Torah, a person that keeps the Torah mitzvot with happiness, he finds the happiness inside of the mitzvah itself, so he can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of that mitzvah. He can feel, as long as he's got happiness, he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. If you lack of happiness, you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy? Because there is certain judgment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to give good, only to do good with all of the creation. In that I proved what that I told you before. In that I proved that HaKadosh Baruch who created the world to do good with his creations. Because I explained that the good life is healthy soul, healthy spirit. Healthy spirit is a complete faith. Complete faith is the purpose for that Hashem created you. So he created you that you can have a good life. This is it. Simple Hebrew. Hashem created you to have a good life, a healthy life. With help of them. Pray for me. Succeed, all of you. I also